Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How may I help you?
Hi, Kaya. This is Jovi from Guindat Bank Dispute Department. We have here a cardholder who is disputing for an authorized transaction with Quality Clean Life Com. I would like to validate the transaction with you. Is it okay to validate the transaction?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Can I start by giving your client zip code?
All right, I'll pull up the information for a while.
Okay.
The zip code is 82730.
Okay, give me one moment.
All right. Thank you.
And can I have the client's first name?
The client's first name is Jonathan. Do you want me to spell out the name of the cardholder?
No, ma'am. I see it. Can I get you to confirm the address, the shipping address?
The shipping address is 646B, 1st Street, 123 Box, Upton.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Give me one moment while I look over the account and see what's going on. Is the client
all right,
claiming,
thank you.
I have one question. Is the client claiming to not have made these purchases?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, is the client claiming to not have made these purchases?
He's claiming for an authorized transaction.
Okay, well, it looks like on May 10th, he purchased a Focus watch, and he paid, he got a warranty on it as well, but he got that refunded on May 11th, and let's see what's going on. It looks like the car got charged again on May 26th, but give me one moment to see what happened there. Oh, okay. It looks like he actually got refunded on this one as well on June 2nd.
All right. Is the transaction is for May 27, 2021 for $69.97? Is it the transaction that you have?
That one is for May 26, $69.97. Let me see what's going on with that one. Okay, it looks like he called after the 14-day trial, and I think they issued him a 35% refund. And it looks like he also, wait a minute. I see a charge back on his account. So on June 2nd, it's a charge back on his account. So did that get disputed already?
All right. How about the transaction happened on May 12th?
May 12th? Give me one moment.
Yeah, for $5.97.
Okay, that was May 10th. That was May 10th, and it was $5.90. Okay, this what happened. He actually signed up for a 14-day trial with the Focus watch and the warranty. So he paid $5.97 for shipping and handling, and he had a warranty added on. So that was $18.94 for the warranty for the watch. And after the 14-day trial was up, on the 26th, he got charged $69.97 for that Focus watch. He got charged the full price for the product.
All right, Kaya. Is it the information card holder matches it in your end, such as name Jonathan White and the email address? The address of the card holder. Is it match? It's Jonathan White. Is it match into your records?
The email is not matching what you're saying. It's definitely a different email.
How about the name? It's Jonathan White.
Yes, ma'am. The name is Jonathan.
Is it
White.
Match? How about the phone number?
The phone number is 406-200-3567.
All right. Thank you so much, Kaya. I think that's all that I need to validate the transaction. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the help, Kaya.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.